This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, this Thanksgiving weekend. And today I bring you someone you've never heard before. You may have heard of him. You've never heard him before. He is a frequent collaborator with me on Lock and Load. I call the segment that we do normally Combat Pistol Craft, but we cover a lot of different things. But joining me from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Hello, how goes it, young fella?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. Everything is going smooth. Today is my first day to walk again. I start walking in the boot today. I already have. It's a little suspect, a little short, choppy steps, but I'm good to go.
Let's give everybody who may not know you, let's explain why you're in a boot and everything. Let's start with your military background, because all of this, Dave has left a lot of himself out there in the field. So tell us about your military time.
Okay, I did a total of 23-year service. I started off, I had a very eclectic military background. I started off in the Navy Seabees as a heavy equipment mechanic. I did that for a little over 4 years. Went into the Air Force as a security specialist. Did that for a couple of years. And then I did an inter-service transfer to the Army and went infantry, airborne, ranger, special forces, all the action guy stuff. And I rounded out my career with 19 and a half years in the Army Special Forces. I retired in June of 03, and through a series of service-related injuries, surgeries, and recoveries, I wound up going into business myself, training business, and weapons and tactics. And I'm currently just coming off the mend. Of course, it's going to be a little while longer, but I blew up my right Achilles tendon and had to have it surgically repaired, and that's why I'm in a boot. But today's my first day to begin walking again, and I feel real good about it.
Additionally, you have you've replaced both your knees and one hip, and you're thinking about doing the other hip, right?
Right. The right hip will come with time, but all in all, I've had two surgeries on my left ankle, my right Achilles, bilateral knee replacement, left hip replacement, and I've had my neck replaced.
The bionic man. And the thing that is remarkable about Dave is how fast he recovers, because a lot of people that I consider to be very, very serious people will just sit back and watch him run a pistol all day long, trying to take down notes. A lot of instructors come to you. You go train with them, too. I mean, it's not such a one-sided thing, but a lot of people look at you as as the top tier.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. I really don't know what to think about that. That is the case. It just worked out that way. A lot of that stems from my time and experience at the John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center, where I was plugged in as the team lead for the combat marksmanship portion of a program. And, that was my responsibility. My responsibility was not only to the student soldiers that came through the program, but, I had my guys that I was responsible for grooming and, progressing their knowledge and abilities on the cadre side of the house. So I was basically dual task, not only for the program, but for the well-being of the guys executing the program. So my experience in instructor or cadre level guidance is pretty extensive.
One of the things that differentiates you from the normal instructors, I'm not aware of you having any sort of a YouTube presence. You are pretty basically, you fall into a category like Tiger McGee and Clint Smith and John Farnham, where you guys are out there. You're not interested in testing the latest, greatest gun. You develop a kit that works for you, and you stay with that kit. What is your normal, what's your normal concealed carry pistol during the day?
My go-to blaster right now is a Gen 5 Glock G45 9mm. You know, the as a 19 top end with the 17 size frame, which is perfect for me because I need the additional real estate of the G17 frame because of the size of my hands. But I like the G19 top end because I seem to be able to run that a little harder and a little cleaner than, you know, a standard G17.
Right. The thing about, and to his credit, Dave and both Dave and Steve Fisher talked to me extensively because I was really turned off on Glock for a while. And now I carry my Glock 45, my G45. The slide is at P&H Precision, getting milled out for a optic.
Right.
And as soon as I have that, that will be my regular carry blaster, although I'm moving to optics just because my eyes apparently aren't as good as yours.
Right, understood.
So,
yeah, I've had very good luck physically with my vision. I just turned 60, and I still have 20/40 vision in both eyes. Now, I have been taking OcuBite. It's an eye vitamin developed by Bausch & Lomb. And I've been taking them for 20, 30 years. They work.
Yeah. That, I'm not that far behind Dave. So Dave and I, we will probably sit together by ourselves. Although there'll be more people coming around, they'll be coming around Dave, and they'll be like, "Who's this other fellow?" Anyway, anyway, today we're going to talk to you about a couple of things that occur, and like I said, Dave's primary thing that I think you do, you may correct me on this. Right. I know you do a little tactical training and everything with some LEOs and some soldiers, but you also teach a lot of just regular everyday gun carriers, concealed carriers that maybe have never worn a badge or never worn a uniform and.
Correct.
To that end, I'm going to try to bring some of the Harrington wisdom. And let's start with this. We got about a minute and a half here. How many spare magazines do you carry when you go out on a regular daily basis?
My everyday carry gear, my EDC, is my G45. Of course, with a mag in the gun, counting as one. I carry two reserves on my right side in front of my holster. And four reserves on my left side. So it's a total of seven mag loadout. The primary reason for that is, you know, again, based on my background and experience, I've been in some pretty austere environments, third world countries, Africa, Asia, blah, blah, blah. When you're in a set of circumstances where you simply have to rely on yourself and no one else, the last thing you want to do is realize you don't have enough reserve ammo. Now, having said that, it's what I'm used to carrying from a work standpoint, so it's not a stretch of the imagination for that to basically be my standard gun rig. However, the main reason I carry as much reserve ammunition as I do is it allows me the confidence to fire and maneuver as I need to solve a tactical problem.
Like, hang on for me right there. I got the question about that. We're about to, there we go. We're heading into this break. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Today I bring you, well, the top tier. Today I bring you Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. When we last left off, he was talking about using his pistol as in a fire and maneuver type setup. I presume part of that number of spare rounds has to do with you possibly having to use your pistol as a suppressive fire tool?
Yes, but let me expand on that a little bit. The key aspect of fighting with guns is a big difference from the mentality of being a good marksman. You have to be able to hit when you shoot at, and that's fine. And there's many sports, shooting sports, that will allow you to develop a high level of skill, such as USPSA, the United States Tactical Shooting Association, or IDPA, the International Defensive Pistol Association. They're all good baseline organizations that allow you to, you know, go to a match and put it all together. But fighting with guns is about fire maneuver. Everybody's going to be moving. Nobody, you know, basically stands in the open or stands still. But what I'd like you to take into consideration is the applications of fire. You have grazing. You have searching, search and traverse, indirect, direct. And basically, the way your applications of fire break out are based on the type of firearm that you are employing. The key thing being is with small arms or handheld weapons, either, you know, handguns or shoulder fire weapons, carbines, rifles, the applications of fire, if you know and understand them in respect to how you apply them to the terrain you're in, you know, based on your terrain analysis, seizing key terrain or the high ground, so to speak. The fluidity of fighting with guns, you know, nobody has a crystal ball. You're not going to be able to, in a sense, anticipate what's going to be required. You simply have to read the immediate circumstances, make a decision and act, and fire maneuver. But the biggest key to being able to fire maneuver effectively is having the ammunition to do it with, because there seems to be an anomaly that, well, the mentality is, I'm not going to press the trigger unless I know I'm going to hit my intended target. I'm going to ride the fence on that one, because the fact of the matter is, if you're trying to engage a moving target, you know, then how good are you? What is your skill level? You may engage without hitting, but drive that person to cover and keep them there, effectively denying them an opportunity to fire back.
Which gives you an opportunity to maneuver.
Right, which during that time you can maneuver. Now, if you can continue to bring fire to bear on their position and keep them out of action long enough to get where you're going, you did your job. You may not have hit them, and it may have cost you, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 rounds to do what you did, but that was the cost of doing business. There are no hard and fast rules other than, you know, the proper use of cover and concealment, knowing the difference, and understanding your rules of engagement. I can't put enough emphasis on that. Based on your capacity, if you're a civilian with a permit, what does that permit actually allow you to do? What is your authority? Bottom line is, you can only apply lethal force to the extent of your authority to do so. Now, if you're a law enforcement officer, a security professional, of course, your rules of engagement are going to be backstopped by the local municipalities or the company that you work for.
Right.
The but it's amazing that there's a number of people, you know, you can ask them point blank, well, what are your rules of engagement? And they, well, I have a carry permit. Well, that's not going to cut it. You need to know exactly what the local, state, and federal laws are as they apply to you in your environment and your circumstance to have confidence that when you make the decision that you are within your rules of engagement, you truly are and can execute accordingly.
I think it's important to note here that you train people to go beyond the normal 3 shots, 3 seconds, 3 foot rule, which is where most armed self-defense incidents would occur if you're being attacked by a mugger or a rapist or something. Yours is actually, yours goes beyond that. Now, people that train with you can deal with that because that's really easy for them to deal with that after they've trained with you because you're actually training them to do something that, you know, is basically infantry movement, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Open air infantry tactics. The beauty of combat is the only thing that changes are the tools that you have, you know, readily available to do violence with.
Right.
As weapons technology gets better, that has a direct influence on how you're going to conduct yourself, you know, in a violent environment. But the human being is still the human being.
Right.
When it all boils down to it is, your willingness to survive. And it doesn't matter whether it's against one opponent, you know, two or three. Or you find yourself in a set of circumstances in which, you know, you suddenly find yourself having to deal with a flash mob or something like that.
Yeah, that's especially pertinent in today's world. We're coming up on the next break. I think when we get back, I want to talk about, and I've never brought this up when we've been talking on Lock and Load before, but I want to talk about the old trope that if you do have to actually start firing and maneuvering with a pistol, you might really need to think about getting in there and getting a long gun. We'll talk about that in just a minute. My guest is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President-elect Joe Biden has picked up 132 votes in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, following a recount paid for by President Donald Trump's campaign. The results came in late Friday, 1 week after the recount of nearly 460,000 ballots. Milwaukee County Clerk George Christensen.
I promised that this would be a transparent and fair process, and it was. There was an examination of every ballot by election workers, a meticulous recounting of every ballot that was properly cast. A transparent process that allowed the public to observe.
Biden now has a 20,000-vote lead in Wisconsin. A recount in Dane County is expected to be complete by Sunday. Also in Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that officials in the city of Milwaukee have found nearly 400 unopened and uncounted absentee ballots. The Board of Canvassers voted unanimously that they be opened and counted. USA Radio News. Recapping our top story, a recount in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, has added 132 votes to President-elect Joe Biden's lead. This is the latest in a round of losses in President Trump's fight for a second term. More from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau and Tim Berg.
President Trump's campaign on Friday lost its appeal in a legal battle to contest Pennsylvania's already certified election results. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling.
In a shortened day of Black Friday trading, both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at record highs, and the Dow, which crossed 30,000 for the first time ever this week, settled at 29,900. Moderna shares jumped over 15%, and Pfizer rose nearly 2%. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking about what happens when you're out there on the ground carrying a weapon, what he trains to do, the way he trains to do it. And when I went to tactical response and I was going to Jaeger's class, Jay was out there. He was the instructor that day, and he's talking about, if you got to do it longer than 3 shots, 3 feet, 3 seconds, you need to be thinking about making your way to a long gun. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. The handgun is not the, preferred blaster to be fighting with. But then again, what is the impact of your environment? It may be the only thing that you have. However, depending on, what is your level of preparedness, if you carry like a response package in your vehicle, then I would use the pistol to fight my way to my vehicle to my carbine, rifle caliber carbine or pistol caliber carbine, doesn't matter. Your hit probability is going to go up, from a hand fired to a shoulder fired weapon. And, of course, the caliber is going to be dependent on, what you have in place, as well as, how much reserve ammo you have in support of the carbine. The bottom line is, if you are knowingly going into harm's way, the pistol is not the tool to be using. You should have either a carbine, be it pistol caliber or rifle caliber carbine, or a long gun, a true, high caliber or high-power rifle.
What do you think of pistol caliber carbines? Because I'm sort of down with that myself sometimes, simply from the standpoint of, I've got one made by a company called Mectech,
Right.
That is, you take a Glock lower and stick it on the bottom of it, and then I'm, you know, I've got magazines going into this that could go into my Glock 45 if I'm carrying that.
Right.
Is there a benefit to having a 16-inch barrel with a pistol caliber? Does that take it and make it a little more, a little stronger, a little more harder hitting to...
Well, yeah, that's a very good question. You're definitely going to get a full, you know, you have the barrel length and the carbine package to get a good full powder burn. The only way to determine, let's say you have, you know, quality ammo, you know, quantity XTP, federal gold medal match, whatever, premium ammo you have, fire it out of your pistol and chronograph it. And then fire the same ammunition out of your pistol caliber carbine and chrono it as well.
Right.
And see what the difference is in the barrel length and the full powder burn you get, because it very well in the pistol caliber carbine, may increase, the velocity of the same ammo. Now, whether that increase, in velocity has any bearing on, increased terminal performance of your bullet design, of course, that is going to rely on your bullet design. Pistol caliber carbine has, it's kind of a niche gun. I think the urban environment is a very good niche for it, for one reason. You have a little more control over, what actually takes place with the bullets that you fire. And the performance, you know, a nine mil, you know, launching an errant nine millimeter versus launching an errant 223. There's a major disparity there in, not only energy, but distance. You know, if you subscribe to the, statement, there's a lawyer attached to every bullet you fire, you'll immediately get that. Because it caused a lot less, material damage. Pistol calibers are generally, as far as, from a physiological standpoint, you know, pistol calibers are generally survivable, whereas rifle caliber hits are not.
Right.
So you kind of have to, you know, there's a lot of, you got to do kind of a lot of math on, you know, selecting your kit and equipment, to fit your environment within your authority to do so. How does it come together? You know, another aspect of my everyday carry gear, are the simple things. You need a good knife, flashlights, you know, there's the saying, if it's important enough to have one, you should probably have two. Well, I do carry two blades. I carry a pocket blade for general purpose stuff, but I also carry what is, can only be considered to be a fighting knife. Do you have fire? I don't smoke or anything, but I keep, a handful of Bic lighters in my vehicle.
Sure.
So I have access to fire.
Sure.
Fluids. What do you have? I keep, a 3-day, go bag of, you know, protein bars, and I keep a case of water in my truck at all times. You just never know.
Right.
Being prepared, to take care of yourself is a full spectrum, you know, 360 degree issue. You can't overly focus on any one thing until, or you shouldn't let me strike that. Let me correct myself. You shouldn't overly focus on any one aspect until you have looked, stood back and looked at the total picture and encompassed the simple things that matter in respect to your survival. For example, if you're on a road trip and you get caught up in a bad set of circumstances and then you have to ride it out for a day or two, can you do that? Are you set up to do that? Yes, no, maybe. Being prepared is a necessity on all levels. Always look at your most simple survival task. You've got to have food and water, shelter, clothing, and weapons that, you know, you can use, you know, legitimately as weapons to protect yourself. And that should be a template for all aspects of your life. People have a tendency to really focus on the vehicle stuff simply because look at how much time we actually spend in our vehicles traveling from point A to point B, quite a bit of time. And of course your environment and what you do for work and where you work and live and all that has, you know, an influence on that.
Coming up. Coming up on the next break. And when we get back, I was asked a question when I was filling in as a local host at a local radio station that sort of rocked me back on my heels simply because I could tell listening to this person, he had no idea what he was talking about, but it was a very dangerous proposition he was throwing out there. My guest is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. G GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
One more time before I start the weekend in earnest, disregard a few I gotta wear a mask rules. Gonna find more than 10 people to hang out with. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington. I was asked a question, Dave, and they invoked our mutual friend James Yeager when they did. They referred to him as an internet sensation. I called him after this and told him this. I said that he referenced the internet sensation James Yeager. And he said that James Yeager said on video that if this had been if what's going on in the country now or has been going on in the country had been going on for a long time, we would already be shooting the redcoats in the face. And his question was, what is the point of the Second Amendment if we're not willing to use it? And I guess what he was indicating he wanted to go do was he wanted to go and he wanted a shooting war to start. You know, there's a lot of people that say we're in a cold civil war. He wanted to make it hot. He wanted it to get heated up. And,
right.
I tried to tell him, listen, you never want to default to violence because most people that are willing to default to violence have no idea what that's like when you actually get involved in it. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. Anybody that would wish or hope a civil war to transpire has no concept of the grief that is going to be generated if it does go hot. At this point, speaking strictly for myself, I'm placing my faith in our actual system to work and correct itself. However, should the system fail, the legal system fail to do anything about our current, what I actually consider to be an attempted overthrow of our government, the American way of life, then sure, it's going to have to, these people are going to have to be removed by force. But what I would caution this individual that brought up this point of interest is the simple fact that if this is going on to the extent that it is, as openly and brazenly as it is, how deep does it actually go? Take into consideration the iceberg effect. if the left, the Democrats, are doing everything that they're doing in hopes of overthrowing our way of life, what's the other two-thirds look like? How deep does it actually go? How deep is the corruption? How deep is the infection? And how deep are we going to have to cut it out when it comes to it?
Indeed. I've heard so many people say that. And where do you think this romantic notion that it's somehow cool to be in armed combat? And if you're doing it right, if you're doing armed combat, that means, and, you know, not everybody that goes into combat is actually in combat, but I'm talking about the guys that are actually pulling triggers and firing, maneuvering, and they're close to their enemy and everything else. Where do you think this romantic notion came that that's somehow cool?
Well, it's always been around since the dawn of time. And you have those that have been in combat, and you have those that haven't. It's just the way it is. There's always going to be that mystique. What is it like? Do I make a difference as an individual? Am I doing my part? And the simple fact of the matter is, we're not talking about fighting an enemy of our country. We're talking about, fighting Americans. People need to revisit the Civil War history of our country. And one of the most disturbing things for me in respect to my research and staying on top of the critical aspects of a civil war is people ought to read a lot of the letters that have been left still exist, left behind, written by those that fought the war. It will change your perspective on, or I would like to think it would change your perspective on, warmongering and wanting it to happen.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, the Democrats, the left, I would like to see them removed from office as quickly as possible. That doesn't necessarily mean, shoot them in the face. But then again, you have to be prepared to do that if that's the only recourse. But you have to let the system do its job. And it's going to take some time.
Where would you, I've always said that my line of demarcation would be if they started trying to do a gun confiscation effort and started shooting people. I don't know who they would be because I don't see the cops coming down on the side of the government now. They've been thrown under the bus. So I don't know who they would be. But for me, that's my line of demarcation. Where would you draw your line?
Right there. I've got my own little slice of America right here in Florida. And until they start to have a direct impact on my quality of life and way of life, I will patiently observe and continue to prepare.
I remember during the Bundy Ranch thing. I think the Bundy Ranch thing was a reaction to seeing one particular family of people being besieged by the government, and that caused that reaction. I'm sure that if they were to start this, we would have a loss of life, but I also think that would get around. Could you see a group of people going to where the trouble is and trying to fight that there, or would everybody be better off staying in place?
That's a rough one.
That's a rough one.
Both. There's going to be where it's going to have to start somewhere. So there will be decision points made along the way and preparations put into place to support that. Who actually does it? Don't know. But it's going to require, a traveling force, so to speak. And if you consider yourself an American, it's just as important that, you take care of, your home farm.
Right.
As well. Some people will have to, make the choice. I know I will. And, I know which side I'm on, and if I have to travel in support of, maintaining our way of life, as Americans, I'll do that. I'm in a position to do that. But others that may not be in a position to be a combatant or a direct combatant can function in good conscience, as a support mechanism.
Yeah. Before I run out of time, let me direct everybody on how they can find you. Dave has a website called combatspeed.com. Now, right now that he is convalescing from the blow up in his leg, but he is healing like the Wolverine. He is way ahead of the curve. And very shortly, the website itself is pretty much a work in progress. You can also check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington, where you will discover a really good guitar player. And besides that, he'll show you a drill here and there with a pistol and everything, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see what I'm talking about, and it's well worth the look. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Everybody, keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.